Here with your Radio on the Go Sports Update, I'm Dylan Dierberg. Let's take a look at last night's scorecard where we had some high school golf on the docket. There was a meet at the Grundy Center Town and Country Golf Course involving Grundy Center, BCLUW, Gladbrook Rhinebeck, GMG, Hudson, Osage, Roland Story, and Union. This was a boys-only meet, and Grundy Center would take first place, shooting a 316. Ashton Martins for the Spartans would be an individual medalist, shooting a 34. Hudson finished second as a team with a 344. Roland Story shot a 358 to finish third. Osage shot a 361 to finish fourth. Union finished fifth with a 362. BCLUW sixth with a 377. GMG shot a 455 to finish seventh. And Gladbrook Rhinebeck finished eighth with a 493. Also, a high school tennis meet at Assembly Park between the Iowa Falls Alden Boys, HD Cal Boys, South Hardin Boys, and Webster City Boys. IFA would take the top spot with 13 points, South Hardin second with 11 points, Webster City third with 9 points, and HD Cal finished fourth with 2 points. Now into college baseball, Iowa beats Rutgers 3-1 and 8-1. Southeastern Community College loses to Nyack 6-4. Ellsworth beats DMAC 6-5. On to college softball, Iowa State beats North Dakota State 10-4. UNI beats Loyola 3-1. Drake beats Evansville 8-4. And DMAC beats Ellsworth 7-2. That's it for our scorecard from last night. Let's get into the stories. Two of our area athletes recently made big strides towards continuing their academic and athletic careers at the collegiate level this week, as Nick Warrington of Iowa Falls Alden and Jacob Lear of Dyke New Hartford made commitments in the past few days. First, for Warrington, he'll be continuing his esteemed football career at Simpson College in Indianola. A staple on the defensive line for the Cadets, Warrington was second on the team in tackles for loss this past season and finished top five on the team in total and solo tackles. In his final year as a Cadet, Warrington helped IFA to a 4-5 record and a playoff win over rival Hampton Dumont Cal. Warrington made it official on Thursday afternoon at Iowa Falls Alden High School, as he'll join a Simpson team that played one game as part of an abbreviated spring season, a loss to Central. The Storm's two other scheduled spring contests were canceled. As for Jacob Lear of Dyke New Hartford, he'll be headed to Nyack to continue his wrestling career, as announced on Twitter Friday. Lear qualified for state in his final year with the Wolverines and picked up a win for DNH in the opening round of the state tournament. In all, Lear, as a wrestler at the 285 weight class, had 19 wins as a senior, including 6 falls. Lear joins the Trojans in Mason City, where they're led by Coach Steve Kelly, who will begin his 13th season with Nyack next year. Congratulations to both Nick Warrington and Jacob Lear on their commitments to continue their athletic careers next year at the collegiate level. The 2021 FCS Football Championship bracket will be fully revealed Sunday, April 18th. This year's field was cut down to 16 teams once the event was moved to the spring due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Of the 16 teams who will participate in this year's championship, 10 will have earned automatic qualification via conference championship. Below is an updated look at each automatic qualifier by conference. Weber State will be representing the Big Sky Conference, while Monmouth comes out of the Big South. The CAA, as well as the Missouri Valley Conference champion and automatic qualifier, are to be determined. Taking a look at the Missouri Valley Conference right now, the standings are set with 4 different teams having a chance to come out of the conference with the championship and the automatic qualifying bid for the tournament. North Dakota State University currently sits in first place with a 5-1 conference record. They're 6-1 overall. Missouri State sits at 5-1 as well in second place, a 5-4 overall record. North Dakota sits at 4-1 with a 4-1 overall record. And South Dakota State University sits at 4-1 as well, just a half game back of the top spot. Their overall record is also 4-1. Southern Illinois and Northern Iowa round out the current standings, but neither team there has a chance to be the automatic qualifier to the tournament. The NEC Conference will send Sacred Heart, while Jacksonville State comes out of the OVC. The Patriot League, Pioneer League, and Southern League champions are yet to be determined, and Sam Houston will come out of the Southland. The remaining 6 championship qualifiers will be selected at large to fill out the 16-team bracket. Sunday's selection show will be aired on ESPNU at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The FCS Championship starts the weekend of April 24th with 8 first-round games. The playoffs conclude May 16th with the National Championship game at Toyota Stadium in Frisco, Texas. A veteran secondary has the Iowa defense thinking big heading into next season. The Hawkeyes return all 5 starters from a defense that gave up only 16 points per game last season in posting a 6-2 record. Senior corner Riley Moss says it's a unit that also has a lot of depth.
It'll definitely breed a lot of growth, which is what we want out of spring ball since we didn't have it last year. So, having that depth and always having people working next to you, I think always makes you a better player, especially, you know, at your same position as well.
He says that depth will help everyone get better this spring.
Because it really truly does breed a lot more competition, and it makes you a lot better players. So it helps having experience not only in the starters, but also the two deep as well.
Junior safety Kayvon Merriweather says the secondary should give a young defensive line time to mature.
Don't get me wrong, a good defensive line definitely helps us out a lot. But I think when, you know, we have so much experience on the back end and then them being so young on the front end, I think we can kind of have that exchange of differences and be able to handle what we need to handle on the back end.
Merriweather believes it could be a dominant secondary.
Dane has been starting since his freshman year, and then Jack is going on his third year of starting. I mean, I'll have experience in the back end. You have Matt and Riley, two definitely experienced corners. I think when we're all on the same page and we're all connected with one another and we all seeing the same things, I think that can be a huge jump, a huge boost for our defense.
Senior safety Jack Kerner says for more than half of the roster, this is their first experience with spring drills.
It's been quite a while. I think 2019 was my last spring ball, and young guys keep asking me about what the schedule is like and everything, and I had to tell them, like, I honestly don't even remember. So, we've got a great start to it, and the weather obviously has been awesome, and I'm feeling real, real excited about it.
Kerner says corner Matt Hankins returning for his 5th season is a huge boost for the secondary.
The more guys that we can have that know what's going on rather than just being listeners, the better. And he's one of those guys that he's not necessarily waiting for a safety to give him a call. He already knows it, and we're just confirming it with him. So that's something that I definitely don't take for granted, and definitely excited to have him back.
Spring drills run through May 1st. Before we wrap up this sports update, let's take a quick look at tonight's scorecard. First, college baseball. Iowa is at Rutgers one last time to finish their 4 straight games against the Scarlet Knights. Southeastern Community College has a doubleheader at Nyack, and DMAC has a doubleheader at Ellsworth. As far as college softball goes, Iowa State is at North Dakota State, Northwestern is at Iowa, UNI is at Loyola, Evansville is at Drake, Nyack has a doubleheader at Southeastern Community College, and Ellsworth has a doubleheader at DMAC. That'll do it for this Radio On The Go Sports Update. I'm Dylan Dierberg.